News of the UN Security Council vote has been met with relief by Libyan opposition groups. One of the most prominent, the National Front for the Salvation of Libya, calls the UN's decision a major step for the anti-Gaddafi movement. But the group's Deputy Secretary General Mohammed Ali Abdullah is urging the international community to act quickly, warning that Colonel Gaddafi won't be deterred from using force against his countrymen. When I spoke to Mohammed Ali Abdullah in Dubai, I began by asking for his initial reaction to the UN vote.
Well, the initial reaction is a sense of relief. We're happy that this resolution made it through the council, despite the fact that it took so long to reach this. However, that's irrelevant at this point now. We're happy that the international community has stepped up to its responsibilities towards the Libyan people. The Libyan people are asking for this level of protection in order for them to be able to complete their mission, to complete this revolution that we've started since the 17th of February.
You say it's been taking a long time, and there is a threat that Benghazi, at least, will be under attack from government troops in the next several hours. Has this resolution come in time?
Well, I mean, it's better late than never, I think is what we say right now. Benghazi, the threat against Benghazi has been going on for several days now. Gaddafi has been issuing warnings. However, the facts on the ground reflect that they're not really capable of launching any full-fledged attack on Benghazi at the moment. His troops are more than 150 kilometers away from Benghazi. There's quite a strong resistance prepared in between his troops' position in Benghazi. However, we did see him try to use airstrikes earlier. There were two airplanes shot down, confirmed earlier in Benghazi by the revolutionaries, two of Gaddafi's airplanes. A third one possibly shot down. However, we have not been confirmed. We have not been able to confirm the third one yet. There is continued onslaught onto the cities of Misrata, of Zintan, and the Western Mountains as well. So Gaddafi is not letting up. We don't expect him to sit and watch now because of this resolution. And this is why it's very important that the international community be prepared to act and act within hours as they committed. So this is very important for us. The Libyan people are able to carry out the mission on the ground beyond this. I think the transitional committee has established an organized army with generals and military officers who have defected from the Gaddafi's regime. These men are able to conclude the mission, provided that they have this support and this protection from the international community.
Now, you say this action needs to start within hours, this protective action. How confident are you that they will be, that the forces that have supported this resolution will be able to mobilize in that sort of time frame?
I think I'm pretty confident, but I think the facts are that they have already mobilized. We've already seen confirmations from the French authorities as well as from the Italian authorities that they're prepared to act within hours. The Italian diplomats have already mentioned that the Italian air bases are available to use. The French Prime Minister mentioned also a few hours ago that France was ready to act within hours of approval. So I think all indications are the supporters of this resolution are ready to act. And the most important element as well is that Arab League or members of the Arab League have indicated that they will support and participate in this. I think the UAE and Qatar have confirmed that, and quite possibly Jordan as well. So it's going to be a real international community effort to protect the Libyan people. I think Libyan people are happy, relieved, and looking forward to concluding this mission, as I said. This is definitely not the end. It's a major step towards the conclusion of this mission, of this revolution.
Well, exactly what form do you see the intervention from the international community taking?
I think it will initially start out with some targeted airstrikes on some of Gaddafi's air defense systems, jamming his radars in order to prevent his airplanes from being able to communicate and target civilians. I think they will also use some satellite communication jamming to prevent him, the military operations centers from communicating with their air force. In addition to possible targeted strikes onto some of the ground troops that are targeting civilians, and I think the whole gist of this resolution is to protect civilians and the cities within Libya, and I think in order to really carry that out, it has to carry out some targeted airstrikes. And another very important element within this resolution is that it was clearly mentioned that this does not authorize any type of military intervention on the ground in the sense of occupation or anything like that. So this is a big fear, of course, for all Libyans, as well as all Arabs in the region. After seeing the experiment that happened in Iraq, nobody wants to see that happen again. And that's very important that that has been comforted and addressed by the UN Security Council.
Muhammad Ali Abdullah is the Deputy Secretary General for the National Front for the Salvation of Libya, one of Libya's most prominent opposition groups in exile.